Cool.
So I hope you studied up on firemen, Drake.
I don't need to study that shit. I know that all shit. There is to know about firemen.
Oh boy.
It's a little different, huh?
It sure does. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 233.
This is a podcast where two drunken Kurt Russells play retro games for your amusement. I am Kurt Russell number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Kurt Russell number two. My name is Earl.
And you have no idea why we would be Kurt Russells, do you?
I absolutely know why we're Kurt Russell, because of fucking Backdraft, motherfucker.
Oh, nice. I wasn't sure if you were familiar with the greatest movie of all time. Starring firefighters, Backdraft
is a fucking classic, man.
Yeah, I used to watch it. Me and my sister watched that all the time when we were younger.
Well, revelers, if you haven't guessed, we're gonna be some firefighters this week as we play the Ignition Factor on this Super Nintendo. Should be pretty fucking sweet. I've never played it. I'm excited.
I've never even heard of it until it came out on Switch Online.
I mean, I've heard of it only because, like, I've read it in a ROM list, you know, but I don't think I ever played it. So we'll be some firefighters, just like Kurt Russell and Backdraft.
Just like Kurt Russell and Billy Baldwin.
And Billy Baldwin. Yeah. Hell yeah. But before we get to the Ignition Factor, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going good. I'm all done with school for the semester. Finished up all my finals and, you know, clinical rotation and whatnot.
Excellent.
So nice. Obviously I got all A's again.
Did you get all your comps?
Comps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not all of, I mean, you're supposed to get like 11 for an A, and I got 15.
Oh, so. Nice, Brad. Nice. So do you get like an A +++++? Because you're four above?
No, but that just carries over now. I have, you know, four less I need to get next semester.
Oh, because you need to get 11.
At the end, you just have to have a total, like, for the first semester, a total of 11. By the end of the second semester, you should have a total of, like, 24.
So, like, I'm just confused, though, because, like, what if you're in this semester of school and it's 3 months long or however long it is, and nobody comes in with a broken ankle and you don't get to get the ankle? I mean, that's unlikely, but
unlikely that in the year plus that we're in clinicals that you wouldn't see all the things that you're required to comp on are all pretty basic things that you should
that
see.
Like people break all the time or like, right. Yeah, okay. Or
and,
need
and your
up.
Teachers, if you get to a certain point and like you're still missing some for the last semester, my teacher then would try to place me somewhere where, you know, if I hadn't been in a hospital at all, they would definitely put me in a hospital then at some point, because there's certain things that you have to be in a hospital to get.
Right.
That you're not going to get at an orthopedic clinic.
And are some people like at like
some people are at
clinics.
Nobody's at an orthopedic clinic because none of them wanted students like Twin Cities Orthopedics or any of those places.
Sure.
But there were some people at clinics that were definitely sounded much slower. You know, I talked to some people in my class and they would get 4 or 5 procedures a day. And they'd be there for 8 hours.
Oh,
just
basically
doing nothing.
Whereas, at the hospital you're at, how many procedures?
Whereas at the hospital, if I get less than 10 or more, if I get less than like 10, that's a really slow day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That only happened a couple times. Actually, the last two days, it was literally.
I mean, that's got to be good, though, right? Like, isn't the ultimate goal for like a doctor or like medical people to like have nobody there?
Right? I guess, but for me learning, I need people to hurt themselves. Basically is what it comes down to. Like, that's why I think I should be, this next coming semester, I'm hoping lots of people in Minnesota fall on the ice and hurt themselves. Hell, because I need them to basically now I need people to fall and catch themselves and
break their
because
wrist.
I need the entire I need no I have hand and wrist, but I need people to break like their forearm and elbow and shoulder and humerus.
Okay,
so I
need some arm injuries.
I need some arm injuries. I've got the lower body covered. That's covered. Man, I got that shit on lockdown. But okay. People need to start hurting their upper body.
Right. Awesome. Awesome.
But yeah, otherwise, all good, man.
Great. You know, great. Gearing up for Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, gearing up for Christmas. I watched earlier this week Gorillaz live streamed a concert.
What? They did?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I watched that. It was
pretty sweet. You should have texted me. I would have watched that. That sounds cool.
It was like $15.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have bought a ticket to that.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know. Cool. Awesome. And were they animated and stuff like normal?
No,
like,
I mean, they're not always animated anymore.
Oh.
That was like early on Gorillaz. I mean, there's still animation stuff going on, and they had special guests like in hologram form and whatnot. They had some guests actually there and stuff. And he kind of, the Damon Albarn, you know, the like main guy of Gorillaz.
Yeah.
Mentioned how to get this thing to work, they've had like 120 people essentially all in this pod, like quarantined in this building.
Oh, they're in the bubble. Like
they're in the bubble.
Like the NBA or NHL.
They were there for like a month or 4 or 5 weeks, he said, all for rehearsals and all the crew and everything getting ready for this. They did three live shows over 2 days.
Okay.
For different time zones.
Oh, cool. So. You should have texted me. I would have watched that, but... Oh, well. I guess maybe I should just keep up with the Gorillaz, but, yeah. You know.
I only saw it from Facebook.
Ah, okay.
So it was mostly for they had a new album come out just recently. So they played through the entire new album, and then they went back and played some of their classics from Demon Days and their first album and everything.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad.
Exactly.
Got sunshine in a bag, y'all. What do you think he's talking about there? I don't know.
I don't know.
Drug crimes.
But how you doing, man?
I am good. I don't think I have much new to report this week. One thing that I am thrilled to bits about, and I've already talked to Drake at length about this, but I got new nightstands this week. Like, and it's really just
so
like
grown up, man.
I know, like I feel like an adult. Like I have actual nightstands that aren't just like coffee tables, you know, like I don't know. They're like, yeah, I don't know. I'm proud of myself. I made an adult purchase this week, you know,
yeah.
Like I got some nice furniture for my house or apartment as it were. But yeah, so that's about it for me. I don't know. I've been working, you know.
I mean, yeah. That'll the next revelers don't expect much excitement the next couple weeks because I will have nothing to talk about because I have nothing going on now in my life.
Right. Well, how about Drake? Tell the revelers and I. Have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. Earlier today, I beat Immortals.
Oh, Phoenix Rising. And how was it?
It was good. I enjoyed it all the way through. I eventually had to stop doing some of the side stuff. There's so much of it, and it's all very samey.
Is it like fetch quest stuff? Like you gotta go?
No, it's not. It's not fetch quest. It's all little puzzle things and whatnot. But they all start being the same, and all these vaults that you go into, they're kind of the vaults. The vault of now I can't think of what they are.
The vault of like Hermes.
No.
The vault of Zeus.
They all had the same name.
The vault
of... I don't know why I can't think of it now, but whatever. They're these little things you go into. They're basically... They're kind of the shrines, sort of like in Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Oh, okay.
So they're all little puzzles that you have to solve.
Yeah.
Some of them are just combat things. You go in and, you know, fight a couple waves of enemies.
Yep.
Then you get your little thing that will upgrade your stamina.
Cool.
And everything. But yeah, eventually I was just like, all right, I'm powerful enough. I can destroy everything. Because all those things are just to kind of get more powerful.
Right.
All the little side quests and whatnot. So eventually I was just started going through the story and whatnot.
But yeah, yeah.
It was fun all the way through.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
I enjoyed it. So yeah, beat that. And then last weekend, me and Abby played a game on the Switch. We played Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes.
Oh, is that the one where you have to download the book?
Yeah, you download. There's like a PDF of the bomb diffusing manual.
And one person has to.
You can have it just
person.
On your computer, but it's like 17 pages or something. I just printed it out.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, so you can flip through it quickly and like.
Right.
And everybody can pass it around, or everybody can have.
I mean,
one.
We just played. Yeah, you know, just the two. I feel like any more than, I think. One person defusing the bomb and like two people max on the bomb manual. Any more than that, it's gonna get fucking hectic.
Well,
and
that's what it's supposed to be. Like you're supposed to play with like eight people or something.
No,
like,
I don't think you never need that many people.
Well, you don't need it, but like it's supposed to be more fun, you know? I don't know.
I think
like
that
more
would
chaotic.
Be less fun.
Because like you're like the bomb diffuser's like, I don't know. Somebody's yelling like cut the blue wire and
stuff. No, it's fun with just two people even.
Excellent. Well,
it's stressful
at
times because it's just
how many times did you blow up?
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah
I mean we started getting the hang of the different because each, you know, there's different modules on the bomb and you got to describe what it is, and then you got to flip through and find that thing, and then I tell her, you know, okay, it's wires, there's six wires, and then she has to go through, okay six wires. Are two of them yellow? No, there's only one yellow. Okay, how many reds are there? Whatnot? Cut the fourth wire.
Nice.
You just kind of got to deduce, you know, what you need to do for each thing, and it's all little puzzles, but it gets a bit hectic.
That seems like a game that we could play like over Zoom or something.
We could, but over Zoom, you would definitely, it would be like maybe me and you having any more than that,
it was too much.
Just because if multiple people are trying to talk at the same time, then you talk over them and you can only hear one person necessarily sometimes at a time or whatever on Zoom, and it would just be like, and I missed the instructions and now we're all dead.
Did you ever play the greatest phone game of all time called Space Team?
Space Team?
Yeah. No. Oh man, Space Team was awesome.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And you all were piloting a spaceship, and like you had to yell instructions at each other. And, like, it was the most hectic fucking thing, but it was so fun. And like, like you start off all nice, like everybody's got their phone, and everybody's like, okay, here we go. We're flying a plane, and I need you to do this over here, and then I need you to do that. And like, as you go on, like after like 2 minutes, everybody's just yelling at each other. Like, I don't know. That's what stop talking and nobody explodes, or keep talking and nobody
keeps
talking.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. What have you been playing? Smash.
Well, Smash. So, Sephiroth. He came out this week, which is fucking sweet. He came out just yesterday as we record this. He is fun as fuck.
Is he?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm having a blast playing him. Usually the DLC, you know, I'll play them for a couple days and then just be done, you know, like with Steve or Min Min or any of them, any of the rest. I guess I played Terry for a good chunk, but Sephiroth, I actually can see myself putting quite a bit of time into. I don't know. He's fun. He's just, it's also just fun being, you know, controlling Sephiroth. I don't know. Like he's one of the most badass villains of all time.
Yeah.
And like he never
get to play as him. You always fight him in games.
Yeah. And he has this humongous sword and Drake's dogs are barking in the game.
Well, just one dog is barking.
I know. But yeah, so Sephiroth is out. I don't know. That's fun. But also I've had this game for quite some time and put a little time into it, but I've been, this week I started really getting into the single player mode in Mortal Kombat 11. Because I never really played the single player. I just kind of was in training mode all the time and just like learning combos and doing stuff. But I was like, oh, I should actually play the fucking single player mode. And I started it just with the intention of like playing for just a few minutes. And then it was like 3 hours later the other night. Like it really hooked me. Like it is fun.
Nice.
And it's like, I'm really enjoying it because it's the new versions of the characters, like the Mortal Kombat 11 versions. But then there's also like in the single player mode, there's like, you know, there's like Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat 2. And
because that's what that one was all about. Like the story wise, it's like the old versions of the characters. It's like a merging.
It's
of
a merging
the
of all
something.
The timelines and stuff. Yeah. And so like there's two Johnny Cages, you know, there's like the one from Mortal Kombat 1, who's like a movie star, like, you know, cocky tough guy, you know, and then, but then the seasoned veteran Johnny Cage of the, yeah. you know, who's like, who's in the army now and, you know, is like a leader and not a cocky asshole. You know, I don't know. It's just, it's really, I'm really enjoying it. And like, there was a cool mission I did with Scorpion and Sub-Zero, and they're, it's like before or some version of them that they don't even have the masks on and they both speak. And like, I don't know. It was like really cool. I'm really enjoying it. I would highly recommend cool. like, and I'm honestly, full disclosure, you can pick your difficulty. And I was like, really, I'm just going to fucking put it on very easy and, and enjoy the story. And that is what I'm doing. And I do not usually play a game to enjoy the story, you know, but here we are. I'm enjoying Mortal Kombat 11 a lot.
Nice.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing. I think, and Animal Crossing, blah, blah, blah. But that's probably it. Oh, maybe a little more Rogue Legacy too. But I am finally like making some progress. I have 2 out of the 4 bosses beat. Nice. And like, I'm not scared to go up in the tower anymore. I still have not gone to the darkness below. But, yeah, I don't know. Rogue Legacy is fun. Anyway, this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing the Ignition Factor on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our 3 questions?
We might as well.
We might as well. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with 3 questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Probably not.
Full disclosure, we've got 1 actual question about the game and 2 fireman facts.
Well, those I feel good about.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
lots of stuff.
Do you know lots about firemen? Okay,
oh, yeah.
good. Or yeah, firefighters. I guess firemen an outdated term now? I don't know.
Probably.
Actually, you know what I read when I was researching this is that even to this day, only 4% of firefighters are female.
Yeah.
Like not many. Like
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay, here we go. 3 questions, the Ignition Factor. This first question is about the actual game. Here we go. Question number 1. This game features a great example, possibly the greatest example, of a self-aware lazy translator. It is a line of dialogue uttered by the chief when you inspect the map before a mission. What does he say?
God. I have... No, I can't even fathom a guess.
No, you can't. So I just thought this is so interesting. Okay, so he says, the chief, when you inspect a map before a mission, he says, in the North American version, he says, put the castle together and push the button, and then you'll be able to reach it. I wish I could tell you more, but I have no clue what I'm talking about. That is what he says in the game, in the North American translation. So the actual translation from the Japanese text should have read, if you move the cursor to the place you're interested in and press the button, you can examine that area. however, the translator mistook the Japanese word kasoru, which means cursor, and it was mistranslated to castle, which then just confused him even more, which really made no sense. So he literally just put in, he just told the player, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I thought that was so fucking funny. Jeez. Like the line is, I wish I could tell you more, but I have no clue what I'm talking about. that is just because the translator just didn't know what was happening.
All right, that's fair.
Yep. Okay, and now, Jurek, it is time for Fireman Facts. I wish I had a sound effect to go along with it, but I don't. Let's see. No, okay.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. It's like, there's got to be a fire hose one, right? No.
Why would there be a fire hose sound effect?
I don't know, but... You know, why is there
just,
a sound?
Just make it a snake fact.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Snake facts.
It's kind of fire hosey.
That is actually kind of fire hosey sounding. Okay, perfect. Okay, here we go. Fireman facts. Question number two. Why is the Dalmatian so closely tied to firemen or firefighters?
Oh, God. I feel like I known this at some point.
It's kind of a fun piece of trivia.
Yeah, but I just cannot think of... Abby knows a lot about dogs. Do you know why Dalmatians are used? Nope, she doesn't either.
Yeah, well,
I was trying to my lifeline.
Yep, I see that. Your phone a friend failed. Okay, so why is the Dalmatian so closely tied to firefighters? Because back in the day, when the firemen still used horses to pull the wagons, the Dalmatians were chosen because they get along really well with horses, as it turns out.
They get along with horses?
Yep. And so what they would do is they would like run alongside the wagon or in front of it and sort of lead the horses where they needed to go. But nowadays, firemen really have Dalmatians mostly just to honor that past relationship.
Because of tradition. Yeah. Marla gets along with horses. Why isn't she a firefighter?
Well, I don't know. I mean, has she tried?
She's never met a horse.
Has she tried to join the firefighting force?
No, she's also never met a horse.
Okay, well, maybe she doesn't like horses, you know? Apparently, Dalmatians get along well with horses. I don't know.
That's a weird... Like, it is. What makes a Dalmatian get along with a horse better than any other?
Well, and so what else? I also read, like, I don't know, they were good at guiding the horses. And then they were also very adept at, like, while the firefighters were fighting a fire, the Dalmatians would wait by the wagon and could actually protect it. Like if somebody tried to steal something or something, you know, like yeah, that would take a bold person to fuck with firefighters while fighting a fire. But I don't know. People were crazy in the 1800s and shit. Like, I don't know.
Why do firefighters need dogs, period?
They needed... So nowadays they don't. Nowadays they only have Dalmatians as a companion.
And
they just
hang out in the fire station. They don't come with them to the fire.
No. But they did back in the day because they would lead the horses. I mean, like, and they got along well with the horses. That's why they chose.
Because the dogs knew where the fire was?
I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know. Just look
this
it
whole,
up.
This whole thing is bullshit. Seems,
all right. That was for me.
Why do they need dogs?
I don't know, man. Just look it up. You'll read the same thing. It's about horses. Yeah. It has to do with horses.
Sounds like a bunch of boo hockey to me.
It does. Okay, here we go. Question number three. Who is responsible for starting the very first firefighting team in the United States?
Oh, God.
You know him.
Is this a name that I would recognize?
Absolutely.
Can you give me like a year?
No. I don't know. I think like the 1700s.
Okay.
1700s, 1800s. I really actually don't know. I should
know. That's good. Because, I mean, maybe that would help me, you know, identify a human being that I know.
I mean, just think of like who's like
that.
A fucking big guy in American history.
George Washington.
Close. Like. The answer is Benjamin Franklin. Is that 1700s? I think so. Like that sounds right.
I mean, he was a founding father.
Yeah. So it's gotta be. Yeah.
Right?
No. Yeah. Benjamin Franklin? Yeah. Of course.
God. Benjamin Franklin was around at the start of, yeah.
I don't know. I'm confusing myself right now. I don't know why I'm like, yeah. Anyway, so Benjamin Franklin is responsible for starting the very first firefighting team in the United States. In fact, they were sometimes referred to as Benjamin Franklin's Bucket Brigade, and they would meet monthly to discuss the best ways to fight fires, like before there was any like organized firefighting thing.
Gotcha.
Also, just a cool fireman fact that I read, the Japanese actually... had firefighting on lockdown long before anyone else did. And what they would do, like if a building caught on fire, like we're talking like 1600s, 1500s, you know, like back then, like if a building caught on fire, what they would do is just rather than try and save the building, they would try and contain the fire, and just let the building burn to the ground. And that actually, because they would do that, it wouldn't spread ever. And like literally the damage was kept to only one building. And like, I don't know, it was super successful for them. Like the Japanese had firefighting on lockdown.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh for three.
Oh for three. Ooh. That's a coin for me this week. I shut you out.
It doesn't happen a lot.
It does not happen a lot. But also, to be fair, Fireman Facts is a little unfair to you, but because you didn't know they were coming.
Those
but
were not the Fireman Facts I was expecting.
What were you expecting? Like how much pressure nothing. Comes out of a fire hose?
I can't answer that shit.
10 pounds.
I know. My knowledge of firefighting comes from the movie Backdraft.
I mean, that's all
I don't
need.
Think it's a very realistic depiction
yes,
of firefighting.
Yes, it is.
To be fair.
It's not, actually. In fact, I think what they refer to as a backdraft in that movie isn't even an actual backdraft. I'm pretty sure there's probably. Some kind of fact like that. Anyway, Drick, that is the wrong button.
There we go.
There we go. Drick, you are... incorrect. Just kidding. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about the ignition factor on the Super Nintendo?
I will. And little being the keyword. This will go quick.
Okay, great.
The ignition factor was released in 1995.
And we're done. All right.
All right. That's all I know.
Okay.
Now, it was developed and published by Jalico.
Yeah, Jalico. Jalico?
Jalico?
I always
I
said
know.
Jalico. I always
yeah,
said Jalico.
I always did too.
What if it's like Jalico? Like
could be.
I don't know.
No one will ever know.
No one will ever know.
As far as individual names of people that worked on it, couldn't fucking tell you. I'm sure there was a composer because we do have some music. I guess I can't give credit to any composer for the music, but there are some songs.
So did you? I know a lot of times when you can't find people, you try and watch a playthrough for the credits.
And there's not even a full playthrough. There is, I guess I watched like the end of a speed run.
No, but they didn't do the credits.
That we'll talk about later.
Okay,
They did not show the credits.
Okay.
The clip ended before that. But otherwise, there was no just normal like long play.
Interesting. Wow. This yeah. like this
there
game
was
is...
one for the other firefighting game.
The Fireman. Which
there
so
there was one for that.
And apparently like the Fireman never came out in North America, but apparently it was really popular in Europe. I don't know. That's what I read.
They love their firefighters.
Well, I mean, the firefighters they're the best. We love our firefighters here.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But should we listen to some music?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
All right.
And we're back. Yeah, it's actually like the very little music that there is.
Yeah.
It's most of it, just Revelers, most of the game apparently, like while you're playing is like ambient noise. It's like you just hear the burning building, you know, there's no actual music. But the music
and
that
Earl
exists,
should have played at least one of those things. Just some burning fire sounds.
I did actually. And but the music that does exist is like super, I don't know. It reminds me of like Breath of Fire or like Final Fantasy II or something like that.
Yeah,
like
just a Super Nintendo RPG.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It does not, invoke images of firefighting.
No,
but that's okay. Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise this game, you play as a firefighter, your goal, each level, generally you have a goal of saving a certain number of people in like a certain amount of time.
Yeah, like
the fire.
You want to save people. Like, apparently you don't want to, like, you cannot, there's not enough time to put out every fire. Like,
no, you don't want to worry about putting out every fire. You want to put out the fires that are in your way and just keep on moving through.
Yeah. And like, you can choose to carry certain amount of items, yep, but the more you have, the slower you go. And
yeah, you pick up other items. You also save other firefighters and stuff, but basically you're one firefighter doing it all. When I watched the speed run at the very end, the firefighter is being interviewed by like a news reporter person and says, like, I don't know why I was the only person in there doing this. It's like, and made a very like kind of fourth wall breaking thing, commenting on how he's in a game. And
oh, see,
why am like I the only, why am I the only one doing this when there's all these other firefighters?
This whole game is super self-aware, apparently. Like,
yeah.
Like, even with that comment, you know, like, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
Well, cool. I mean, yeah, is that what you got?
That's all I got, man.
All right. Well, should we move on and play this sucker?
We should probably take a shot, because all good firefighters are drunk. While
yes,
they're doing
they got a good buzz on while they're fighting fires. Oh, I mean, yeah, you pretty much have to, right? To like go into a burning building.
To go into a burning building, yeah. You definitely want to be covered in like flammable liquor.
Yeah, you want whiskey
or
on your
filled
breath.
Filled with flammable liquor.
Yeah. That helps a lot, I'm told.
Yeah.
Anyway, revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Okay, so here's what's happened, revelers. I ran out of Jameson, and I didn't go get more, and I have a whole giant bottle of Bullet Bourbon, which is delicious, don't get me wrong.
It is indeed, but it's not...
It doesn't really shoot that well.
Yeah, like, I generally do not shoot Bullet Bourbon.
No,
I sip it.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It is, but it's really, I don't know, it's heartburny. It's more heartburny than Jameson is.
Yep, you definitely want to take little sips of that.
Yeah. Well, not happening tonight. Tonight we're going full bore with the with the Bullet Bourbon. Okay, here we go. Let's do this.
All right,
here we go.
Okay, people, let's save some lives.
Let's save some lives. Oh, you can select your sage. Do you want to do the old factory or the skyscraper?
Looks like we're gonna go classic building. Pygmalion Productions, target floor. 13th floor, 14th floor.
Interesting. I don't know what that means. Everyone to the briefing room.
Let's get started with the briefing. All right. Thanks,
yeah,
Chief.
All right, Chief. A mannequin.
Like, what is this Chief guy? Like,
oh, okay. A mannequin and fabrics manufacturer. I see. Oh, he's got a fireman hat on that's black with a star because he's the Chief.
Yeah, but it looks like there's like a silver star or something under his right eye.
Yeah.
What is that?
I think he's crying a little bit because he's been in the fire too much.
Maybe.
I don't know.
This place is on fire. President Matthews and some employees are still trapped inside. Under these circumstances, you have only 10 minutes to complete this mission.
Oh, my God.
Rescue at least 6 people and get out. Because of the chemical nature of this company, be sure to plan ahead for unusual fires.
Do you think
this company has many chemicals? These chemicals may explode, causing toxic gases. Be careful.
Do you think real firefighters are like, okay, there's 10 people in the building, but it'll be okay if you only get 6 out?
Right.
I'm not quite sure that's how it works. Oh, wait, is this, are we looking at the map before the thing?
But he didn't say anything.
Oh, shoot. I wanted him to say the thing.
I don't know.
Up, down. Oh. Up. Nope. Oh. Okay, so we want to go to the 13th and the 14th floor. I think we'll just start on the 13th floor. In fact, I don't know if we have to get
choose
all
the arrow
way down
that corresponds to the side of the building you would like to place the fire truck.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. God, what if, like...
That side.
I'm going to go right there.
Yeah, that's
it. Maybe now if I select map, he'll tell me.
Put the castle together and push the button, and then you'll be able to reach it. I wish I could tell you more, but I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's so good.
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Which, obviously, yeah.
What would you think if you were like, if you were like 10 years old and you were playing this game and he said that?
I don't know. Each item has an icon, either a circle or a triangle. You cannot use two items with the same icon at a time.
Oh, I see. So there's three fire extinguishers. There's like an electrical, chemical, and regular fire extinguisher, I think. Oh, no, that one's an oxygen mask. You should take that, right?
I would think so.
Well, yeah, take the oxygen mask and take the axe. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. I think you only want to take two items. Anything more than two, and...
Yeah, but he said this extinguisher will put out chemical fires. But he said something about there being chemicals. I want chemicals.
Oh, he did. Then I don't take the oxygen mask. Take the axe.
I might need that, too.
Well, if you find other firefighters, you can switch out your gear. So, like, I would not take the oxygen mask. I would not take three things. I would only take two.
I'm going to take it all.
Okay. That's fair. Oh, see, there's the regular fire extinguishers already.
Okay.
So you have
four
things.
But I think you
can
switch that.
I don't know. Put that right there. Put that in A. Yeah, let's use the axe. What are those other things? What is that? Dynamite?
I don't know. Fire trucks.
Oh, they're fire trucks. Looks like dynamite.
They look like fire trucks to me, at least. I don't know. We're going to try this. All right, let's see. Okay, so that does that.
Okay, so
that
you
recharges.
Can. What recharges?
What did my axe? Okay, that.
Yeah, now how do you open the door?
Yeah, see, the numbers are going down on my stuff. But then
Then it goes back up. Okay, so. Oh, my God, there's fire everywhere.
Oh, God, we're fighting fires.
Put it out. We are fucking fighting fires. It's fucking on. Drake, you're the best firefighter I've ever seen in my life. Except for you can't get those ones. Those two little guys there.
I'm down to zero.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
All right.
Ignore the fire. What floor are we on? How do we know? Are we on floor one or?
I have no
idea. Oh, my God, there's a person.
There's a person, though.
Put it out. Get her out of there. Save her.
Hey, lady. How do I? Hello, nurse.
What
I'm
are you...
just like kicking her in the face and axing her.
Press a bunch of buttons. I don't
know. Lady, speak to me, man.
Huh.
Hello.
Shoot her with the thing. Urgent message.
Urgent message. Keep your eyes open.
People can look a lot like mannequins.
That's a mannequin.
That's a
I
mannequin.
Bet.
Those fucking guys.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. There's a plethora of mannequins in here.
Okay, so now see this is green.
Oh, it's green
fire. It's chemical fire.
Oh my God.
So that's why I brought this chemical fighting shit with me.
Okay, good job.
I know what I'm doing, man. Mostly because I read about it.
Oh, well, I read about it too, but I didn't think it was going to be in the first level. I just assumed that was later in the game. Like I thought the first level would start. Oh,
my God. Oh,
you're burning up.
Oh, my God. I'm burning up. Okay. Slow it down now. Slow it down.
Yeah, that's another thing I read.
Back to this.
Is you really want to kind of take it slow, but not too slow because you don't have that much time. But,
right.
Most everything I read.
Oh, there's a person.
Oh, that's a person for sure.
It's a real person for sure.
You axed.
Oh,
you
I'm sorry.
Fucking
did
wrecked
just
him.
Just a mannequin.
Just a mannequin. Okay.
Are you sure he's a mannequin? Pretty sure he just killed this
It
dude.
Says just a mannequin.
I don't know.
Yeah. Fine. Keep going.
Pretty sure I killed that guy. Now he's a mannequin.
Like, I wonder what would have happened if we put the truck somewhere else. Would we have started in a different place or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh my God!
Oh my God! There's a person.
Oh, there's a real person.
Yeah. You got to go down, and you got to go
running
through the blaze. You know what's nice? The blaze doesn't spread. It stays in its little square.
You've got to be. You're moving. You have to be a real.
I can't
person.
Leave
I can't
without
leave
Ann.
Without Ann.
Who the fuck is Ann?
Who the fuck is Ann?
Okay, don't go. You'll fall through the floor if you go there.
I care about Ann.
This
been
is where
here
you've
before.
Been. Yeah.
Lady,
what is your hose attached to?
Don't worry about that.
Okay. He's definitely got a hose coming out from the back of his
hose. He definitely does. But he's a firefighter. It's attached to a fire hydrant outside.
Outside. I don't know. It's just super long.
Well, yeah.
Well, I know. I know that firefighting hoses are super long, but like, I don't think
that's
they...
how shit works, man.
No, but they don't go around buildings like this. Like, they go to one spot.
Right.
Oh, you really got to be like in line with it, like.
Yeah, you do.
Interesting. Okay.
Come on, where the
axe it? Axe it.
Oh, axing.
I don't know. I'm just making that up. I really have
Stop
no
running,
idea,
man.
Oh,
I axed
did
it.
You axe it?
I axed it open.
Oh yeah, I axed
Boom.
It. A question. Yes.
Some of these doors just need a good axing. Open sesame.
Oh, oh. Does your thing like refill slower? Oh, that one spread.
It did spread. Oh, my God. There was nothing there.
It was not put out all the way.
It was not.
You've only got like 6 minutes. Is that
Are you Anne?
I'm Lucy.
Lucy.
Is my husband
okay?
Is
my husband okay? Take this first aid kit. You may need it. I do need it because I'm dying here, lady.
Put it right there.
This stuff is weighing me down.
I can't run or kick.
Can I just use this?
Put it like, right there and then try and use it. Like put it in a thing. Or can you not?
I don't know. How do I use this first aid kit?
Let it go. Let go of the button.
I'm not letting go of anything. I'm trying to. I'm not holding anything.
Oh, I thought you were holding it to move it around. Oh, I see.
I think maybe it's just for the future. It's for somebody else, maybe.
It's for somebody else?
Like a person I save.
I definitely should have paid more attention to what the map looked like. Like, where the fuck is Anne? How do we get upstairs? What's up?
I don't know,
what's
man.
Up there? Like just windows, by the looks of things.
Just windows, by the looks of it.
Don't worry about this fire. Oh my god!
Oh my god! That fire almost spawned right where I was.
It really did.
I'm just trying to get through the fire here, people. If this lady would just leave.
Yeah, where the fuck
but
is?
No, I mean, she
you gotta wait
Ann.
For Ann. I just a mannequin. That guy. Here, put out the fire that's burning his legs. Don't go in the fire because
I'm not. I'm trying not to, man.
Oh no, just a mannequin. Just a mannequin. All right. That guy's useless.
There's just no other door. Oh god. Yeah, you can stop telling me. It's
I mean,
mannequin.
Maybe I was wrong. Like, try going across that open floor. Although it looks like where the woman waiting for Anne is
up there.
Yeah, because
I wonder if I needed a rope.
Oh, to get across. Well, no, because like they wouldn't make you literally stuck. Well, maybe they would. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I would hope they wouldn't make you
on the first
stuck
level
because you didn't bring the right equipment.
Yeah. Is one of these mannequins Anne?
That would be
so cheap.
Real cruel and unusual.
Just try, see what happens. Oh yeah, you go right across it. Oh,
okay. It's just floor.
It looks like open, like I don't
know. Anne.
Oh, that's a mannequin. All right. Well, I mean, we don't know what else is in there. And
really? Anne? Her?
Her? Egg?
No, of course. I know Annabelle. Her name's Anne, Dad.
She calls it a man egg.
We're watching that right now.
Arrested Development?
Yeah.
So good. Honestly, classic. I have not watched the...
Oh, my God. What is happening to
You're
me?
Getting wrecked by the fire,
the
bro.
The fire keeps coming back where I'm standing.
Well, I don't know. I've not watched the fifth season of Arrested Development. I'm just going to be honest.
I have not either, nor have I watched the remix fourth season.
The remix fourth season is way better than the original fourth season.
Well, it can't be worse.
It can't be worse. But yeah, like when you get there, if you're going to watch it, watch the remix version, not the original version.
I think that's actually the only option.
Yeah, I think so too. The fire spreads quickly over here. It wasn't spreading this quickly before.
No.
You really got to be perfectly lined up.
You do.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared for you. You're in the fire right now. Well, you got to be watching out for the backdraft, bro.
I'm a firefighter, man.
What's down there, do you think?
I fight fires.
Like, do you think Anne's down there?
She might be.
Well, go down there.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, I think I've been this way.
Yeah, like, go.
This is where I started.
Is that? No. No.
Yeah.
Urgent message.
The fire has gotten to some of the fabrics in the building. The chemical fumes are reaching toxic levels. You'll have to use your oxygen mask from now on.
Can I convince you not to bring it?
No, I brought it.
Oh, you did bring it. Okay. Put it there. Oh, wait, no. You can only have your oxygen mask equipped.
Or I can't wear an oxygen mask.
Because they both have the circle. See, you can have a Jesus. Circle and a triangle equipped.
Christ.
I know.
Well, this is terrible.
Well, see what happens if you press Y with your oxygen mask on. Nothing.
I just have oxygen. Now.
Well,
I'm
you can
walking around like some fucking goon.
You can breathe at least. I don't know.
So that thing.
Ah! Oh, that's where you were. That is where you were.
Yeah, and that's where that other thing was going to lead me.
All right. Can I have a try at this?
Yeah. How do I?
L and R. or actually, oops, nope.
Duke Acorns is in control.
Oh, I'm in control. Nope, I am not in control. Okay. You're definitely in control. Press, wait, how do we?
Oh, here we go. Swap one and two.
Oh, I don't have the option on mine. That's why. Okay, there we go. Now I'm in control. Okay,
now
here
you're
we go.
In control.
Okay. Retry. Here we go. We have two chances left. Okay, people, let's save some lives. Oh, should we try the other one?
We want to just go to the factory.
Let's go to the factory. Bradshaw Steel Mill.
I don't know where the fuck Anne is.
First floor is the target floor, so that's good. Everyone to the briefing room. Let's get started with the briefing.
All right.
Okay. It's on fire.
Bradshaw Steel Mill is on fire. Trapped inside. 8 minutes. Rescue at least 5 people.
If you carry too many items, you won't be able to run or kick. See, we should have done this one first. This one, like, explains everything.
Well, the other one did, too.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh. You can identify which color a door is by the marks on either side of the door. What does that mean? What is
it? Why do I care what color a door is?
Yeah, I don't know. Choose the air. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just going to choose this one. I'm just going. Let's do this.
Do you want to know how fast somebody can beat this game, though, while you're playing it?
I do, and I'm going to guess, though. I would guess that somebody can beat it in 55 minutes and 13 seconds.
Way faster.
12 minutes and
somehow
30 seconds.
Not that fast.
Okay. 33 minutes and 20 seconds.
You're just going all sorts of back and forth.
Well, I don't know, man. I have literally, like, each mission takes 10 minutes. Like, I don't know.
Apparently not. Because apparently somebody can beat it in 18 minutes and 22 seconds.
18 minutes. Wow.
Yeah. WizWar 100.
Electrical fire? Do you think there's going to be an electrical or a chemical? I didn't see what he said.
I don't
know.
Did he tell you?
I have no idea.
He told me that there was a chemical fire.
I don't know. Fuck it. Let's bring this one. And I'm going to bring the rope this time.
Yeah, so I really don't know. If
should I bring the oxygen mask too?
Sure, man.
Bringing it.
Bring everything.
I'm going to bring it all. I'm going to bring the axe. I won't be able to run or kick.
You won't be able to run or kick.
But I can carry this. Okay, let's fuck the axe.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Running is overrated.
Well, we want to be able to kick, though. I think.
Well,
I don't know.
If you have the axe, I don't think you need to kick.
All right, so what should
we... Or maybe if you don't have the axe, just kick. I guess I don't really know. Let's just try this.
Here we go.
I feel like, yeah. Is this... Do you really... Whoa! This is like the last... The end of Backdraft.
It is. This is...
The things are exploding up, and then Kurt Russell gets his, like, stomach sliced open.
Oh, my God. It's so intense. I want to watch Backdraft so bad right
now. Me too.
Who's that?
I just spoiled the ending, though, if Abby's never seen it, which obviously she hasn't.
Who was that down there? Anyways. That guy was fucking burning. Oh, my God. Who's this guy?
Oh, this guy's terrified. It's
don't fall into the molten iron. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
The bridge is out.
Where did he go?
I don't know. He's gone.
He told you that, and then he disappeared.
And then he disappeared. I'm not even fighting fires. I'm literally just walking above
the
fire.
It looked like there were even some levels when I watched a bit of the speed run in, like, the caves and stuff that it fires don't play such a sick. I don't think you need to fight those. Just go up there. Yeah.
Well,
I don't think you can go that way, can you?
No, I'm just trying to. I don't actually.
Urgent message. Keep your eyes open for any items you can
save. Okay.
It largely seems like.
Who's that guy?
Oh, there's another fire. Go over there. Talk to your buddy.
I'm going to see him.
He's another firefighter.
What's up, brah? Do you need any more equipment? Yeah, see, like, here's where we can switch out equipment.
Okay.
I mean, no, we're good for right now.
We're good for now, I think.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Don't touch the fire.
Well, it just popped up in front of me. Oh, my God. This is intense. It's just like camping around here. Oh, there's a guy. He's dying. What is this barrel about?
It's going to blow up for sure, man. Put out the fire around it.
I'm trying. I was out of juice in my...
Yeah, you gotta keep your juice.
Oh, it blew up.
It blew up.
Am I dead? Nope.
No, you got 48 life left.
Oh, I got 48 life. Totally knew it. Okay, here we go. Yes, we got him.
All right, talk to this.
Those drums contain propane. If the fire hits them, they could blow. Thanks, brah.
Yeah, we know.
All right, what's down here? This looks like...
Oh, that looks promising.
This does look promising.
Put out the fire.
Out of order. Oh, it's the elevator.
Oh, it's an elevator. You never use an elevator during a fire.
Nope, nope. We fucking paid attention in fire safety.
Man.
Oh, don't go up there. Oh,
there's fire up there that you can't see.
Fire underneath the things that like they don't even show you. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, while you're playing, though, we have a discussion question.
We do. We do. You're right.
It was Swift Justice.
Swift Justice. Also, let's give a shout out to Swift Justice for his amazing tweet about cats.
He tweeted because he's the one, if revelers recall, we were asked to watch and review Cats. Earl never did.
I did, actually. I watched 15 minutes of it.
You watched 15 minutes?
I actually made it it was 14 minutes and some seconds. But yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh, I fell. I fell off the bridge, man.
Yeah. We made it through, I don't know, like the first song.
Yeah.
Like 7 or 8 minutes.
I made it through 2 songs.
It's whew.
And man, is it
no good. Nobody should ever watch Cats.
Jellicle-tastic.
Swift Justice apologized to us for asking that because he watched it and made it through 17 minutes or so, he said. So, yeah. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Swift Justice had another question. I guess I said he. I don't actually know.
I'm guessing.
Swift Justice. I have not seen their Twitter handle or anything.
Oh.
Do they have a picture or anything?
No. I mean, there is a picture, but, you know, it's not a person.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess maybe I'm making assumptions I shouldn't, but.
But they asked us about our first. Our earliest video game memory.
Yeah.
Right? It was about.
Yeah. What is your earliest video game memory? Do you have an answer there, Jared?
Yeah. Well, I have two. I'm not sure which one actually came first. I would think it's possible. I don't know. One involves the Atari, which you would think came first, but I think that Atari memory was later on after NES and everything was already out. So I don't think that was necessarily the first thing.
The first one, right.
Yeah, but I remember at my cousin's playing Pitfall on Atari.
Oh, nice, nice.
And it was awesome. But I'm not, just because it was Atari, it makes me think that could have been the first one. But I also, like I said, I think that it was later on and they just didn't have a Nintendo yet, but maybe I did.
Ah.
And otherwise, it's that we got the Nintendo Entertainment System for Christmas one year, me and my brother. And basically, though, the memory is that my dad had, my parents bought it for us, obviously. But my dad opened it and stayed up late at night after we had gone to sleep and played Super Mario Brothers like a bunch of times, but he never beat it. And then me and my brother got it for Christmas and we both had beaten Super Mario within, you know, like a week or something. And he was like, what?
Was he so mad?
How did you guys beat it? How did you get past like level 4 castle? Because I think he couldn't figure out the maze. I think he actually made it to level 8, but he could never get past the level 8-4 castle.
Yep.
Because it was, you know, it's a maze. You have to know the right way, and we just trial and error figured it out.
What is this stuff? There's a bomb. There's a Pokeball.
That's what I was gonna say. It's a Pokeball / thermal detonator.
Yeah, it's a thermal detonator. That's exactly what it is. And then there's like some kind of bomb over here, and like some kind of pickaxe.
There are bombs.
Oh,
that you get bombs that blow things open.
Oh well, I don't need them. I'm gonna.
I don't know when.
Oh, here we go.
Use them.
I don't. Last time I went through a door like that, I got wrecked.
Yeah, you gotta just walk through the door, and then you gotta pause the second you get through it.
No, I couldn't even get through it last time. I had
Oh my god! Oh my god! That guy just
died.
We just saw somebody die.
This building will be destroyed in 2 minutes. Get out now. Nope.
Have you saved anybody?
Yeah, I've saved like two or three guys.
Oh, nice. What is your earliest video game memory?
Mine is the main computer can open the red security doors. That's my first video game memory.
Wow, that's
unique. Actually, my uncle, shout out to Uncle Marty. What's up, Uncle Marty? But I don't have the right extinguisher there. Okay, sorry, I'm really distracted by this game right now. I'm going to actually switch out some gear. I need that electrical one. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get that, and let's move you down here. There we go. My Uncle Marty had an Intellivision. He let us borrow it once. Like, I was really little. Oops, I've got the wrong one. How do I switch? There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. He had a bunch of games with it, but the one I remember is Burger Time. And I remember my parents and my sister and I just sitting down playing in television and playing Burger Time and just like loving every fucking second of it. That was really like, I think, my first video game experience. And like Burger Time was it. That was like the ultimate game, the best thing I had ever seen in my life. And then I got an NES like a year or 2 years later, and I got Burger Time with it, but it was not the same as the Intellivision Burger Time.
Oh.
And like, you know, it's probably better, but, at least it looked better, but I remember the Intellivision one being easier. Like I remember being able to actually make the burgers. In the NES one, it's very difficult. I don't know. Maybe it's not so much anymore, but it was.
Which one is more like the arcade version?
Probably
that's what I've played the most of is Burger Time on arcade.
What? I don't know how to.
I don't know if you even need to be in here.
Well, he said something about the computer, but I don't know. Oh, I got to get out. I only have less than a minute left.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're going to die. I'm going to die for sure. Find out what happens when you don't make it out of the building.
Well, hang on. Let's just try and get out here. Let's.
Haven't saved anybody.
I've saved four out of five people.
Oh.
You can. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure have.
I should have fucking tried to get out so we could beat a level, but now we're stuck in here. I don't know how to get out. Warning, area unsafe, entry denied. I have 30 seconds. Can I drop gear? Wait, I don't want to go that way.
Idea.
Oh, I can't get through there. God damn it. Yeah, I'm fucked.
You died.
Oh, anyways. I died anyway. All right. I don't know. Is there much more we can do with
no,
the ignition factor?
Time,
are we out of time? I haven't even been paying attention. That was kind of fun, though. I was, like, into it for a second there.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
It's definitely an interesting game.
Yeah. Well, cool. I guess I got to get a final shot for final thoughts poured here. But, yeah, first video game memory. Yeah, it's playing Burger Time. I mean, that was it.
Burger Time.
Yep.
I do like Burger Time.
Burger Time on the Intellivision is.
I've never played in Intellivision.
It had like
at
the
all.
The controller is like a it's almost
like
a
TV remote.
It's like
right?
a TV remote, sort of like, but you can hold it that way, like a like longwise, like a TV remote. And it's got nine numbers on it. And then a couple other buttons, but then you can also hold it sideways like an NES controller.
Okay,
and play it that way. Yeah, the Intellivision. I don't know. We had it for a few months from my uncle.
Huh.
And it was fun.
Yeah, that's one of the classic game systems that I have zero experience with.
Oh, I don't know. There is an Intellivision. I don't know if it's an Intellivision Mini, but it's like a. Excuse me. It's like a like the Sega Genesis thing I have, where you know it's. It's not an Intellivision, but it is an Intellivision, if that makes sense. Yeah, there's one of those. and I want to get it, but it's like never in stock. And like, I don't even think they make it anymore. And yeah, I don't know. Also, you know, Intellivision, I believe, was like a step or two up from Atari even. But, you know, but not quite NES.
Right.
Like, it's like right in between there.
Yeah, I know very little about that system.
Yeah, that's really my first video game memory is Burger Time. Burger Time on the Intellivision? That's fun. That was a good question, Swift Justice.
Indeed.
Yeah, thank you. Well, let's see. Should we move on to final shots for final thoughts here, Drake?
We should. I am poured and ready to go.
Me too. So let's do it. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ah, that bullet bourbon.
You got to get yourself some Jameson for next week.
I really do. That was rough. Okay. Here we go. The ignition factor, Super Nintendo. Jurek, how many, electrical fire extinguishers out of 10 do you give? How many thermal detonators out of 10 do you give the ignition factor on the Super Nintendo?
Oh, man. This, is one of those things where it's hard to say with such a short time playing it. Because I just know that once you kind of figure things out, I'm sure it actually is fun.
I think you might have had more fun had you played the level I played. Like, I was actually
I enjoyed the level. I mean,
I know, but we just couldn't find any
there
people.
I think there was something I was missing in that person,
level. I think there was doors that we weren't seeing for some reason. Like, they were...
It's possible.
I don't know. They said something about different colored doors. Like, I don't know. Also, the doors that I eventually started going through in that first level, they look like walls.
Don't seem like doors. They're like fucking blast doors.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are, and they only move when you get right up next.
Yeah,
to them. Yeah.
But you know, I would still possibly. I'm gonna give this game a 7 out of 10.
A 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I am probably going to agree. I actually might even give it a 7.5 out of 10. I really enjoyed this. I don't know. It's something
unique.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. It looks great.
It does look great.
It controls. I mean, sometimes it's a little wonky with getting just perfectly lined up with it's kind of the floor is all gritty. Kind of,
yeah.
Like, so you have to really be lined up in the proper grid. It's kind of a like isometric view of or whatnot.
Yeah. Sort of isometric, like top down. I don't know.
Slightly top down.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I liked it. It's unique as fuck. You know, like I don't know. You would think that this would be a more popular. Sort of type of video game is like be a firefighter and put out the fires. But like, how many firefighting video games can you name? None. This
the ignition factor and the firemen.
Yeah, the ones apparently. We read about today because we
ones
were
I read about
researching
today?
This game.
Yeah,
I don't.
Why
I don't
the
know.
Hell was there not a Backdraft video game?
I mean, there probably is actually. I think there's a Backdraft game on NES actually. I could be wrong, but I don't know. Let's see.
Seems unlikely.
Well, actually, if it's on anything, it's definitely NES. Actually, Backdraft 2 is in development right now. So
the movie?
Yeah, we know that.
Wait, are you kidding me?
I just looked up Backdraft NES, and the first thing that came up is Backdraft 2, the sequel to the 1991 firefighting blockbuster. Oh, is now released.
What?
Whoa.
I know what I'm doing after this.
Watching Backdraft
2.
Backdraftier.
I mean, I suppose in order for Abby to really be invested, we need to watch
You need
first
to watch the
one.
First one. I mean, the first one's it's a goddamn cinematic masterpiece.
It really is.
I can't believe you didn't think I was going to know Kurt Russell.
I guess I for some reason I should never discount you. I mean, you're the only other person in the world I know that knows Fluffy Dogs. So.
I fucking love Fluffy Dogs, man. Also, shout out to Brandon out there. If Brandon's listening of the We Like What We Like network, Brandon also knows Fluffy Dogs.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
We tweet us or something about that?
Yeah, he told me about it one time. I don't know. We must have mentioned it on the show or something. Okay. Yeah.
I think we did at some point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking sweet. Like, honestly, you're the only other person that I know who's ever, know. Besides me and my sister, but.
Right. And me and my siblings. Right. All of them would know Fluffy Dogs.
Yep. Yep.
If anyone wants pure cinematic gold,
yeah,
go on YouTube. Dogs. It's all on YouTube.
Yep.
Type in Fluffy Dogs.
Fluffy is F-L-U-P-P-Y. Yep. That's Fluffy. They're puppies, but they're Fluffy Dogs.
It's fantastic.
So good. They have keys. I don't know. It's great. Let's see. What did other people think about this game?
They seem to... I don't know. I guess maybe it's a bit divided. EGM gave it their Game of the Month award.
They did.
When it first came out, commenting that the game
that would be in March 1995.
Yeah, that would be in.
Yep. I believe it's
January 1995.
Oh shit. Okay, my bad. I honestly, when I was looking for three questions, that was going to be one of my questions.
When did the game come out?
No. Which issue of Game Informer or Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGM, gave it the Game of the Month award? I don't know. It was some dumb thing.
I assume it came out in North America January 95. It came out in Japan, actually, November of 94.
Ah, okay.
It came out on the Wii Virtual Console in March of 2011.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking of. I don't know. I read a lot about this game and found no information about
it.
Yeah.
they said the game is an excellent test of the player's wits. The graphics are impressive, and the numerous ways to solve each problem ensures that every playthrough is unique.
Oh, cool.
GamePro gave it a far more mixed review, criticizing that the graphics were average, the voice is annoying, and the controls are very touchy.
The voice is annoying? Like, often do you even hear the voice?
I guess we have headphones on, so I don't... I didn't hear any voices. But they nonetheless concluded that the Ignition Factor is a relatively fun strategy game.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I think I'm going 7.5 on this bad boy.
All right, yeah.
I don't think it's quite in the 8 range, but it's
right.
Like it could be up there. I don't know.
I definitely could see if this was a game that I had as a kid, I think I would have played it a lot, and I would understand the mechanics and, you know where to go and everything.
And know what the thermal detonator does and what the bomb does, you know, like, right. I don't
and
know.
That was the thing with a lot of these games back then. It's hard to critique some of them in the 30 minutes that we play a game right. on here, but we're also not pretending to be, you know, the end all be all critiques of these games.
Speak for yourself there, brah. Okay.
The
alpha and the omega, whatever I fucking say about these games is what it's going to be for history for the right. fucking rest of time.
That's fair. So that means, according to Earl, no one ever played Donkey Kong Country 2.
Nope, it's a garbage game for garbage people. And also...
Donkey Kong Country 3 we can now play.
We can, and we, I'm sure, we'll play it pretty soon. Yeah. But
it's been a while since, well, I guess we played Donkey Kong 64 not too long ago. So maybe we'll give it a little time.
Yeah.
For another Donkey Kong
game. I mean,
game. We're
running out of games real quick here. True. But I think like in another few weeks or a month or something, we might be able to record in person again. I don't know. We'll see. So
vaccines are rolling out.
But
man,
you know,
we don't know exactly what that means.
You know what? I was talking to my boss about it the other day, and I was like, well, the good thing about the vaccine is that a bunch of people have got it now and nobody's a zombie yet. So that's good. Like, you know, like I was like,
true.
Cause what my whole thing about this vaccine is just like how, like, okay, I'm glad that it's there. Like, don't get me wrong, but like, was there really enough time to test it? Like, I don't know.
I've read a lot about it. It seems like based on the way it is, there's no real possibility of there being long-term side effects. Yeah. Any side effects will be like immediate.
I mean, also,
and there are immediate ones, and they just make you feel like shit for like,
well,
a day.
You basically get COVID for a day, you know, like, yeah. I don't know, but like, yeah, like my boss, you know, I said the same thing to my boss and she was like, well, the other thing about it is that like when this happened, you know, all other work stopped and everybody just shifted focus to make this happen, you know, like, so
pretty
like,
much.
Yeah. So like, I guess I get it. I'm a little weary. I was like, okay, here we go. This is it. The end of times. Bunch of people are going to get this. They're going to turn into zombies. We're going to have like a 28 days later situation on our hands here. I don't know.
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, we seem to be okay so far, so that's good. Yeah. But a guy like me, I'm going to be like one of the last ones to get the vaccine.
Right.
You'll get it before me because you're like a medical worker.
Yeah,
you know?
But I don't know. I'm a student though.
Yeah, but you're still there. I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I am
curious what that'll mean because some of the people that I work with at the hospital make it sound like they'll be getting it within the next like week or two.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you'll get it.
So I don't know if they'll be like, well, students are here too. Let's give it to them.
Give it to them. Fuck it. You know, I don't know. Give it to everybody.
It'll all depend on how much they have, you know?
Yeah.
Second one just got approved now.
It did. Like
Moderna one.
Literally like 4 hours ago or something. Like it was just today. Anyway, back to the ignition factor.
The remix to ignition, fresh out the kitchen.
Okay, say what you will about R. Kelly and his personal life. That song is a fucking banger.
That song is fucking fire.
It's so fucking good. I fucking love the remix to ignition. It's hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body. Oh my God. Okay, I'll stop. Anyway,
I meant to sing that earlier. It was that popped in my head because it's the ignition factor.
It's the remix to ignition. How did we miss that? How do I not have? I don't have any sound effects for it. I feel like, you know what? This is it. This is the episode we failed, Drake. I failed.
Earl failed. We need to redo this whole episode.
This is it. This
all right. And 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, here we go. We're in. Okay.
Man, this is a podcast.
Hello and welcome.
Starting over.
Anyway, let's see. I don't know. We know what people thought of it. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about the ignition factor, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, whatever you want. Swift Justice, thanks for the tweets. Thanks for the hilarious cat tweet. That was great.
Yeah, nobody ever watched Cats.
Yeah.
And if anybody listening to this, if like Cats is your somehow new favorite movie,
it's like your jam. You got to let us know.
Please tweet us.
Yeah.
And tell us why.
Yeah. I mean, some people just might like looking at like cat butts or something. I don't know.
But there's no buttholes.
Oh, that's right. Is that the only attractive part of a butt, Drew?
I don't know. No, that's probably not. But
probably the
I know
least
there
attractive
are,
part. But.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who are like, release the butthole cut of cats. Because there's supposedly an original cut of cats.
With buttholes.
Where all of them have buttholes.
Also, it is just... I mean, it's pretty hilarious to say the words,
like,
release
people,
the butthole cut.
Right. Like, do people, did you even make it? Apparently Taylor Swift is in this movie.
T-Swift is.
Make it that far? I never saw T-Swift.
No, I saw Idris Elba.
I think when we stopped, Idris Elba made his first appearance.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen T-Swift yet. And don't get, I mean, I'm a full on Swiftie.
Like, Ian McKellen is in this movie.
What?
Dame Judi Dench is in this movie.
I did not get that far. I need to watch it.
No,
again.
I'm
going to do it.
I didn't make it that far either. I just know this because I know that they're in the movie.
Ian McKellen, sir?
Like,
Ian
Sir
McKellen?
Ian McKellen and Dame Judi Dench are in this movie, like some of the greatest actors of all time.
Knighted by the queen herself.
Yeah.
And playing a stupid cat. Ugh, gross. Anyway, Yeah, I don't know. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. Watch Cats if you get a chance. And I think that's about it. Is that about it? Did I miss anything? So. I don't know.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, Drake, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Kurt Russells.
That makes me laugh so hard. Game on, Kurt Russells.
's the remix to ignition.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what?
I'm drunk.
It's a freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. That's Zoom. You can't sing together on Zoom. It's so hard.